Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because I'm someplace that I have not been for over 6 months because it was closed. This is Moss Point, and this is Laguna Beach, and today we're going to talk about all these brand new scams that are going on right now out there and that you have to take care of, and people are hanging on by a thread financially, and there's a bunch of stuff to talk about, but this has been closed for over 6 months because they were building this brand new staircase, which is absolutely stellar. This thing used to just be a straight shot, straight down, taking your life into your own hands, but they built this beautiful staircase out here. And again, Moss Point, Moss Street, free parking, Laguna Beach. Look at this, it's just absolutely stunning, guys. I mean, why go to Hawaii when you have this? Anyways, sometimes people contribute so much to the video that they send me story after story after story. And Stephen from the UK, man, I'm telling you, this guy gets a gold star today because he sent me stuff that is so stellar. And I think every story on this video, I'm gonna, you know, thank him for. So thank you, Stephen, because it's crazy. First things first, guys, and this is a problem that's happening here in the States more, but it originated in the UK and they thought they got the problem solved, but people get lazy and complacent. And what that is in the UK, when you go to park your car, they have a QR code. You know, you use the QR code and you can pay for parking. The only problem is you're sending the money to somebody else, not the parking agency. Now the problem with this is that then you come out and you think you've paid for parking and they have apps and websites and things that make it look like, hey, you've got, you know, 2 hours. Hey, pay for 1 hour, get 1 hour free. They do all these horrible things to take your money. And then you come out and you have a ticket on your car. And sometimes people get their cars towed during this time thinking the car was stolen because they paid for parking. Now, the next thing is quishing. This is called quishing, where you have a QR code and they are phishing. Now, what this is that in the UK, and it's happening here more and more, is, hey, sign up and get a free drink. Sign up, join our customer service program, and you can, you know, get a free lunch. Whatever. Well, one woman did this, and she gets a free boba tea. Uses, scans the code, it downloads a third-party app to take a survey. Do you like boba? Do you this? Do you that? And then before she knows it, she's lost $20,000 out of her bank account. 20 grand. Isn't that terrible, guys? So, this is a slice of heaven, guys. This is just absolutely amazing. You've got the lifeguard on duty now, but check out this beach. This is just unbelievable. It's free, guys. Absolutely free. Got all the rocks to climb on. You got the migrant rock right there that everybody goes on. But this is stunning. Absolutely stunning. Let me do this without. And this is somebody's backyard here. And every now and then this guy will reach out to me and say, Dan, that's my house. So, but once again, these scams, you have to be leery. Think about this. I got a text today, and here's the text. Hey, you know, I didn't know who this number was. It's been in my contacts for a while. You know, tell me who you are. So you say, oh, hi, I'm Dan. And before you know it, they know that Dan owns the phone and they're active. Do not respond to these. Just block them and report them. I hate these anonymous texts because people fall for them all the time and they're horrible. Now, another problem in the UK that Stephen sent me is that so many people, millions of people that are homeowners have an adjustable rate mortgage. In the next 15 months are going to adjust. They anticipate that there's 3 million people that are going to have their house payment double in price during this time. Now, I want you to think about your mortgage payment or your rent and think about what you would do if it went up double right now. Nobody could afford that. Nobody can afford this to happen right now, and it's happening all over the place every day. So we are not safe. People are trying to take advantage of every way they can right now, And we're everybody here in the States hanging by a thread. They just hope that whoever gets in the White House is going to do a good job and fix us. They're going to do nothing, guys. It's not going to fix anything. You know, economically, we got real problems on the horizon. Walgreens is going to close as much as 2,000 locations. 2,000. Rite Aid wants to trim $2 billion in debt. Think of drugstores going out of business at a record pace. Now you have, you know, Walgreens has 20,000 stores and they want to potentially get rid of 10% of their stores. It's staggering, guys, to think about. How many people work in the Walgreens near you? Okay? This is horrible. This is absolutely awful that you have everybody this upside down. But these adjustable mortgages that they're pushing right now and the second mortgages that they're pushing, borrow yourself out of debt, borrow yourself out of debt. Just hoping that you're going to turn the house in if it doesn't go through. You know, if you don't make it through this, excuse me, I'm trying not to get wet. The next thing with Stephen is the rural farmers in the UK right now are getting robbed at a record pace. This is happening here. You know, believe it or not, there are some areas in this world, here in the States, small towns, where you have a community where you don't worry about locking your door. You don't worry about getting robbed. You don't worry about locking your car or, oh my gosh, I have a bag in my car. It's not Oakland or San Francisco or hell, you know, Chicago. But now they're starting to rob these farmers of farm equipment in the UK. And they're taking everything. They're stealing tractors. They're stealing equipment. They're stealing everything that's not tied down. And you have a run-up of homeless people in the UK right now. And Stephen sent me all these stories, and you can read all this. But the problem with it is that you have, you know, they anticipate in London alone, 16,000 people sleeping on the streets. That's a stellar city. London, who would travel to London right now? Who would sit there and go, oh, we're going to go to London, England right now? You would be crazy because I could show you what San Francisco looks like. I could show you what Oakland looks like. And it is hell, guys. It is absolute hell. So, you know, terrible. Look at this, guys. This is amazing. But the problem is the farming community here in the States, we have that problem as well, where you have areas getting robbed that didn't get robbed before. You have crime being committed in areas that never had crime before. No, it's just part of life, Dan. You know, people steal stuff. No, guys, this is awful that the average person has to live with this anywhere globally. But what you're experiencing right now with inflation is the fact that we're being told how great everything is, but food has gone up, you know, triple in price. There was a great guy who sent me, TikTok got sent from one person to another, and I got it. He sent it to me. And the TikTok was basically a guy who had his app for Walmart. And from 3.5 years ago, the guy went and bought his grocery list for the month and spent $141. And he's like, wow, okay. I wonder what that would be today. Repeat list. Repeat the list. It was $450 for the same food. Same items, guys. Same items. So do you have an extra, you know, $300 a month to buy the exact same amount of food? No, nobody does. So let me know what you think about this so far. This place is stunning, guys. Absolutely amazing. You've got the smaller beaches out here, the tide comes in and out. When the tide goes out here, they call it Moss Point because everything has got this green grass that grows out here and it looks like moss. And I get corrected all the time when it's not moss, man, it's grass. Okay, so this is just how they sound too when they email me, okay? Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. Think about this, guys, right now. As I film this video, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile all have a problem with roaming. If you are traveling and you're out of your regular cell phone area, you cannot send text messages, data roam, look up addresses, or do anything on your cell phone. That's why I'm glad that I have a satellite phone. I don't care, guys. Think about this. I can use this anywhere. I'm traveling a lot next month and over the summer, and I don't care. Everybody can get a hold of me. I have a meeting scheduled next week, and guess what? It's scheduled. Everybody's got the cell phone number, and they're gonna patch me in with the cell phone. I can call anybody. Anybody can call me. It's got voicemail. If you go to danssatphone.com, DanSSathone, you can save an absolute bundle. They even have programs where you get a free phone. I have the Iridium 9555 phone, which I absolutely love. And the advantage to this phone is that the minutes roll over, I can call anybody, and it works as long as there's open sky to it. Cell phones only work on 7% of the continent right now. And right now, they don't work pretty much anywhere right now, the filming of this video. Take a look at Dan's Sat Phone. What is your peace of mind worth? To make sure your children are safe, make sure you can get a hold of everybody. This phone can call any other phone, and you can call me. If I'm sitting in the middle of the ocean, you can get a hold of Dan with this, okay? Check out danssatphone.com today. Now, couple things. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, he is talking about San Francisco right now, saying that it's no longer America. It is a third world hellhole that is completely unsafe. Guys, drugs, alcohol, people sleeping on the streets, you know, businesses leaving in droves right now. Think about this right now. The Hilton that has been in San Francisco for 55 years is leaving now. It's closing up shop. Hilton, okay? Where are you gonna stay, guys? Budget in, okay? Enjoy, enjoy, okay? Just push that guy that's sleeping in front of your door aside. It's insanity, but it's not America. London Breed, the mayor there, she's an imbecile, okay? And absolutely destroyed that city, but you guys voted for that. Don't forget that. So people don't understand what has to be done in this city. Yeah, you're right about that, lady. They don't understand why they voted for you guys, but this is what you got. Now, Fisherman's Wharf, all these people keep sending me videos of how Fisherman's Wharf is completely shut down. Fisherman's Wharf, for those of you that have never been there, was a touristy place with just rows of shops, but there was a bunch of restaurants, probably 18, 20, that were directly on the water. And you could go and you could get crab and you could get shrimp and you could get fresh seafood just right there. And the best part about this was there were so many of those restaurants, these guys would compete. They'd come out and they'd go, listen, you guys come here. Guys in the suits, get over here. I'll give you guys a free appetizer each if you guys buy an entree and a drink too. Okay, great. You know, that guy's closed right now. They're all closed right now. Oakland has got a budget shortfall. And this is funny. They just lost the Oakland A's, okay? Which is not really a big loss because the team sucks. But Sheng Thao, their mayor, again, another nothing short of imbecile that you people voted for, who just got her house raided and you know, claims it's everything but you know, her doing anything nefarious. That woman, they have a $200 million budget shortfall. Noel Gallo is one of the councilmen. He says, listen, we're going to have to file bankruptcy if we don't go out and if we don't get the budget balance. Well, it's not going to get balanced, guys. It's not going to happen anytime soon. You're not going to see that. But again, crime overtaking. You got Hilton leaving. You got In-N-Out leaving. You got Target leaving. Everybody's leaving those horrible poor cities that are poorly ran. Who is next? No one wants to take their life into their own hands. No one wants to have their child go to school there and risk his life. Now, here's the thing. This is getting a reputation around young people too, because my son reaches out and says, hey, Dad, you know, I heard you did the story, you know, about the guy who took his family there and they were, you know, checking out the neighborhood and everything. It was awful. Absolutely awful, guys. The guy left, okay? And with they robbed the family, stole everything, and now he's not going to go to school there. Do you know Shohei Ohtani, who's a traitor as far as I'm concerned? When he was looking to go to other teams, one thing he did was he went to San Francisco, and they showed him the stadium, they showed him the neighborhood around this, and they go, okay, let's go look at property, let's go look at houses. He refused to look at houses. Nah, it's okay. I'm good. Okay? So turned it down, guys. Turned down looking at houses there, and because there's nothing that's nice up there. And again, you have to drive through a war zone, Beirut, to get to places. This is what's happening. We have to have our head in a swivel right now. My friend's son is a firefighter, and homeless people are being attacked. All these different things that are not being reported in the main media. And that's a problem, guys. What is going on right now that all of this crime, all these scams and everything are just, we have to defend ourselves. We have to do this on our own between us, okay? Let me know what you guys think about this stuff. But I'm worked up today, but this is just a beautiful spot. Isn't this nice? This is stunning. So let me know what you think, guys. I'm going to end this video with these last few stories. Isn't it funny how you have all these poorly run cities, first of all, that they don't know how to govern. They don't know how to increase business or bring more revenue in. Oh, you know what we'll do is, let's look at Michelle Wu, the mayor of Boston. She's another imbecile. She's out thinking that there's a $400 million deficit in their budget because of the commercial real estate problem. So first thing she's gonna do, she's gonna raise the taxes on commercial real estate right now. Well, that's great. Think about it, they have no tenants paying right now. It's awful. I had someone, a real estate investor I spoke to today, said, Dan, this is going to get so bad so quickly when they start calling it in. When the notes get called in, that's the end of all this right now. So now let's tax everybody more. $400 million, right? That's what we're gonna do. Well, if that's not enough and we can't generate any money because they're not paying their bills because no one's renting office space, you know what we'll do? We'll pass it on to the homeowners. We'll pass it on to residential property. That's what she said. That's in the Bloomberg article below. And again, these are the people that you elected to destroy your life and destroy your financial future. When you sit down, you can make fun of this state. They are doing everything they can to get rid of Prop 13, which makes real estate basically at 1% of our property taxes. But it's very difficult to deal with that because they have add-ons and things like that they're constantly trying to add to the different local taxes and things like that. So, okay? Next thing, if you care, Warren Buffett just bought $400 million worth of Occidental Petroleum. What do you think oil price is gonna do? Clearly there's going to be a war, and clearly he believes that that's going to be a good investment. $400 million for Occidental Petroleum. Final story is Taco Bell, not to be done, they have a $7 value meal now that takes place today. You can walk up and order it, $7, and you can get yourself a chalupa, okay? Yay, okay? Point is that everybody's broke right now. Everybody's broke. And thieves are out working double time to steal from us. You have to have your head in the swivel, guys. Be very safe. The email just went out. Check your spam filter. Make sure that you get it, because it's a great email and I'm very proud of this one. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.